It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As part of our ongoing conversations about the effects of homelessness in Wisconsin, we examine healthcare access and programs to serve people who have a history of mental illness. You can be part of this discussion. Call in with a question. You can share what's on your mind at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ashley Wisniewski is Homeless Services Director for Outreach Community Health Center serving the greater Milwaukee area. Ashley, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. And Jen Patridge is here, Coordinator for Community Recovery and Community Support Programs and Contract Administrator for the PATH program that's part of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Jen, welcome.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having us today.
Yes, Jen, Wisconsin, part of this federal grant called Projects for Assistance in Transition from Homelessness, that goes by the acronym PATH. How does the PATH program support Wisconsin's homeless population?
All right. So the PATH program, it supports the delivery of services on a community level and provides resources to people who have serious mental illness, who may also have a co-occurring substance use disorder, and they're homeless or they're at imminent risk to become homeless.
How do you get clients? How do you people become involved in this type of intervention and outreach program?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to take this one.
Okay, Ashley, go ahead.
So I oversee the PATH program in Milwaukee. So what we do is we have outreach workers that are boots on the ground. They go out into the community. They go into encampments and places that are reported to have the homeless population. And they physically seek out individuals experiencing homelessness. So that includes the encampments under the bridges, meal sites, and shelters. So what our role and responsibility is seeking out these individuals and hooking them up to auxiliary services such as primary care, mental health, benefits acquisition, and of course, housing.
And Ashley, you know, the case managers who are reaching out, how long would someone who is experiencing homelessness, how long would they be in the PATH program?
So PATH is meant to be short term. We like to say 6 months. However, depending on the housing process, which does take time, we stick with these individuals until they obtain housing. But the goal is to link these individuals with long-term case management that's going to follow them for years to come. So we have the ability to do referrals to link them to the long-term case management.
And Jen, you know, just for our understanding here with the PATH program, how is funding? How much money does the statewide program use annually?
Right. So we have a budget of $891,000. And we receive, the state of Wisconsin receives $836,000 from SAMHSA, which is the grant that we receive, and SAMHSA is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And so the state also offers a portion of $55,299. And that money is allocated to 8 PATH agencies across the state of Wisconsin. So we have a 5-year contract with those 8 agencies. And we have to do a reapplication at the state level every year on an annual basis to SAMHSA.
We're talking about healthcare for people experiencing homelessness. Jen Patridge works with Wisconsin's Projects for Assistance in Transition from Homelessness, or PATH. And Ashley Wisniewski leads homeless services with the Outreach Community Health Centers in Milwaukee. You can join in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Ashley, you lead services for homeless people through Outreach Community Health Centers. What types of healthcare services do people at these centers need?
I'm so happy you asked this. I'm going to veer for a second because Outreach Community Health Centers also has a clinic. So we have the really special ability to basically walk somebody to a walk-in appointment. So we see a lot of individuals that have primary care needs. They might not have had a physical for 17 years. We see individuals that are interested in re-engaging in behavioral health. We see individuals that might need dental care, and we actually have a mobile van that goes from shelter to shelter every Wednesday. So we bring health care to the individuals experiencing homelessness.
In terms of that mobile van and bringing the healthcare to individuals, do you find that that direct connection is helping to get the healthcare services that are needed for people in the situation?
Sometimes it depends on the situation. So I think of an appointment where someone was actively having a heart attack and they didn't know what was going on. We had a physician on board who knew exactly what was going on and was able to call an ambulance and get the person the care that they needed. What we would like to see eventually is we're just getting this off the ground. So last year was the first year it physically went out into the community. So I wouldn't say that it meets every single need. I would say that we would really like to see some mental health professionals on board.
Let's take a call now. Rich is joining us from Rhinelander. Rich, hi. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm listening to the program and really appreciating it. Thank you for having it. My concern is I can think of no surer way of causing mental illness in either a family, system or an individual than their becoming homeless. And so the combination of talking about homelessness as linked to mental illness, I want that addressed because I'm a very elderly man. I have over my lifetime met a lot of families and a lot of people, and I have never met a single person in my life who did not have some episode or circumstance, whether it was substance abuse or developing hostility towards a supervisor at work or whatever, that was in some way not linked to the possibility of becoming totally economically dependent on others. I think there's a causal relationship between homelessness and developing mental illness.
Rich, let's explore that. Jen, can you feel that as you coordinate programs for adults who are living with serious mental health challenges?
Sure, there's a number of complexities. Individuals experiencing homelessness, I mean, not everyone has a mental health and or substance use disorder. But there's just a lot of community-based complexities, such as like access to services. Also, affordable housing is a big issue, and having people find affordable housing. Also, when you're looking at like income-based or subsidized housing too, there's the wait lists that are out there, and it's just difficult, to access. So not everyone has that diagnosis of a mental health diagnosis or substance use diagnosis, but also just the accessibility. Now, the PATH program specifically works with individuals who do have the mental health or substance use diagnosis.
Ashley, what comes up for you as Rich connects mental illness and the crisis of homelessness?
So I'll start with saying being homeless is traumatic in itself. So it's kind of like the chicken or the egg debate. We do see a lot of individuals with severe and persistent mental illness, but some of it is the causation would be being homeless because when you think about it, you have to protect yourself. You have to find your food. You have to find something to wear. You have to find a place to charge your cell phone. So that in itself, we look at as like a separate trauma, the homelessness. I wouldn't say that everyone with a severe and persistent mental illness ends up in our PATH program that is experiencing homeless, but we talk about a lot on the team as a team, we can all be one paycheck away from homelessness, and we don't keep that out of our minds.
Ashley Wisniewski is Homeless Services Director at Outreach Community Health Centers in the Milwaukee area. Jen Patridge with us coordinates programs at the State Department of Health Services, focusing on adults who are living with serious mental health challenges. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at any point, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine the health effects of homelessness here in Wisconsin and efforts to improve access to care. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jen Patridge is with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, coordinating programs for adults living with serious mental illness. And Ashley Wisniewski heads up homeless services at Outreach Community Health Centers, providing health care in the Milwaukee area. Ashley, your outreach center in Milwaukee recently opened in addition to the clinic on the city's north side. How is the clinic addition improving its support for the homeless population?
So historically, social services and homeless services, any sort of case management was at 711 West Capitol Drive. And the clinic was at 210 West Capitol Drive. So if someone came into the 711 clinic and needed health care, say we were working with someone that was a walk-in, because a lot of people know about our agencies. So we have individuals experiencing homelessness that just come right to the building. It used to be a little bit more difficult to coordinate services. Now the 7-Eleven building has moved and is attached to the 210 clinic. So we can literally have a walk-in. We can assess them for PATH. And if they need primary care or a walk-in service, we can walk them right over to the 210 building.
All under,
so it's more.
Yeah, all in one place, it sounds like.
Yep. Yep. So it's really seamless. And it just, in all honesty, it makes more sense to have all of those services under one roof.
You know, Jen, homelessness creates new health problems. It worsens existing ones. And that's from the National Healthcare for the Homeless Council. What type of support do your agencies need to continue this work statewide?
I think, you know, the additional support, it really is for agencies. I think it's like additional community resources. You know, again, I was talking about just like affordable housing, for example. I think if individuals have more access to affordable housing, I think that overall is of great benefit, you know, to communities.
And so you really see the affordable housing piece as a really important central piece in order to be able to, you know, break the cycle of homelessness.
I think, you know, and homelessness is again, you know, a complex issue. I think along with affordable housing, it's access to mental health and substance use treatment. Also, I think it's just, you know, overall access to healthcare. So I think there's a number of pieces that are needed within our communities to address, you know, homelessness.
Ashley, you know, you see mental illness as a persistent issue and something that your clinics are trying to address for unsheltered people who are seeking housing programs. Can you explain the connection there with housing and getting help for mental illness?
Sure. So we want to have individuals, when they get into housing, we want them to be able to maintain that housing. So when they're working with PATH, we're of course looking for medication management, we're looking for behavioral health, we're looking for long-term case management so that they can keep their unit. Individuals that go into housing sometimes have case managers that are on site that can actually deal with mental health crisis right on the spot. So what we try to do in PATH is address all of these needs before they go into housing so that it's not a deterrent to housing. Because the fastest way basically that we see individuals losing housing is the severe and persistent mental illness and the behaviors that might come with it, as well as AODA use.
You know, the homeless population is growing older, and that's according to Carly Sobey, who leads homeless services for Catholic Charities in Madison. And Sobey says the facility sees about 250 people a day.
About 20% or more of our population is over 55. Our oldest guest is in his 90s. And so, with that is mobility issues, healthcare, getting to their medical appointments.
And so, Ashley, we hear Carly Sobey mention mobility and transportation difficulties. How should Wisconsin hospitals and clinics support the aging homeless population?
So they actually do. A majority of the hospitals have my contact information or my team's contact information where they can do direct PATH referrals to us and just email them. We do transportation, PATH, and I also oversee street outreach. And we also educate individuals on calling the number on the back of their Title 19 card and able and help them get to their appointments. They're getting transportation to their appointments. We also offer bus tickets, and then there's special shelters that cater to individuals that have higher needs.
Talking with Ashley Wisniewski, leads homeless services with the Outreach Community Health Centers in Milwaukee, and Jen Patridge works with Wisconsin's Projects for Assistance in Transition from Homelessness at the State Department of Health Services. Call in with a question or comments, 800-642-1234. Jen, you talk with the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration about federal grants to support homeless people living in Wisconsin. How are federal dollars supporting the misuse of drugs or alcohol for people who are experiencing homelessness?
There are a number of programs within our Department of Health Services in our substance use section that provide funding to community partners and county partners. So funding can go directly to, as I said, community partners and county partners. Each county is unique in working with the people experiencing homelessness. And so with that money being allocated to on the local level, agencies are able to use funding to meet the needs within their community and county.
How do you approach this, Ashley, at your clinics and the centers, you know, amid an opioid crisis and helping people through substance use and abuse?
So we have multiple ways to help. We have substance abuse groups. I know that our PATH program, we also we offer sometimes rides to like NA meetings and AA meetings. We have all of those lists. But one of the coolest things we have is in our pharmacy department, we have a vending machine. It has Narcan, it has fentanyl testing strips. It has rescue masks for individuals that aren't comfortable with doing mouth to mouth. So, and it's free. So you can literally just hit A7 and get Narcan. And then we also offer Vivitrol, which is something that is a preventative for opioid use. So it lasts about a month in your system. And then you come back in and you would get it's in a shot form.
Well, Ashley and Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, for
Thanks
having
for
us.
having us.
Jen Patridge is coordinator for community recovery and community support programs, contract administrator for the PATH program at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Ashley Wisniewski is director of homeless services at the Outreach Community Health Centers in Greater Milwaukee area. And there's more conversation ahead on resources, plans to reduce housing insecurity. We learn about efforts in La Crosse. Call in with a question or comments at any point, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.